Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm happy to be here this morning along with Lynn Scarlett, who is our Assistant Secretary for Policy Management and Budget and our nominee for Deputy Secretary, as well as John Trasize, who heads our budget operations. Before highlighting our priorities, I would like to provide some information about the Cobell litigation. We received a ruling on February 23rd from Judge Royce Lamberth. He reinstituted the injunction that he issued in September of 2003. It ordered the Department of the Interior to perform an expansive accounting of individual Indian Trust accounts and assets. And this order requires us to go back to 1887 to verify every single transaction that has taken place since that time. This undertaking involves finding and indexing millions of canceled checks, invoices, leases, ledgers, and other documents. It's the equivalent of going back to your great-grandfather's financial accounts and trying to find every piece of paper that underlays those transactions. Many of the necessary documents are currently housed in federal archive facilities. Many other records are held by those who have leased Indian lands, like oil and gas companies, timber companies, farmers, and ranchers. The judge has ordered us to develop a plan for subpoenaing these records from the private sector. Other records are held by Indian tribes or individual Indians. These records will presumably also need to be acquired. We would need to index and electronically image these documents so they can be effectively used by the accountants. The department has estimated that the total cost of this accounting work would be $10 to $12 billion. That includes no payments to anyone. That is just purely for the accounting work. To put that in perspective, the entire annual budget for the Bureau of Indian Affairs is $2.2 billion. Though our budget contains an increase to carry out our plan for historical accounting, the department's budget was obviously not constructed to address these requirements for 2005 or 2006. Now, as you may recall, the September 2003 order from Judge Lamberth was stayed by the Court of Appeals and by a congressional appropriations rider. The Court of Appeals later held that the congressional action invalidated Judge Lamberth's 2003 order, but it declined to address the underlying merits of Judge Lamberth's order. We are working with the Department of Justice on the courses of action that are available to us. And it's my understanding that we have filed a motion for stay with the Court of Appeals. Our efforts to improve trust management and to do historical accounting have necessarily been a high priority. We have a chart that shows the department's combined appropriations for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Office of Special Trustee, which have increased 8% during our term compared to 2% growth in the department's overall budget. Within these agencies, programs directly related to trust have increased by 97%. The chart we have here shows that the unified trust budget is now 24% of the combined spending in Indian Country, as compared to 1996 when it was 9%. The 2006 budget proposes $591 million for Indian trust management. Interior is aggressively pursuing historical accounting activities. Our results to date indicate that there are differences involving both overpayments and underpayments, but they tend to be infrequent and small. A net of about $1.5 million in differences has been found, involving a throughput of over $15 billion, which includes both tribal and individual funds. That is considerably less than the amount of funding we have spent to identify those discrepancies. There's a vast gap between our findings in looking at the historical accounting and our legal positions about what types of accounts should be and how far back in history we should go, compared to the plaintiff's allegations that we owe $176 billion. The vast difference has made ordinary settlement elusive. The litigation focuses to a large degree on what instructions Congress gave Interior in the 1994 Indian Trust Fund Management Reform Act and earlier statutes. This situation perhaps presents a historic opportunity, to address this problem by fixing some long-standing problems in Indian country, like fractionated land ownership that hampers economic development. We perhaps have the opportunity to modernize antiquated arrangements that cause us to spend over $100 to manage an account with 50 cents, or spend an average of $5,000 per probate to probate accounts with as little as 11 cents. I am pleased that Chairman McCain and Pombo are making this a high priority, and I hope that the appropriators will also continue their interest so that we can reach a bipartisan solution.